Chapter 1. When Cancer Interrupted, Destroyed Our Life Plan. Josh and Allie. Our lives stopped on October 17th, 2011. Most people have a date in their heads that marks a key change in their lives, a defining moment that gives context to a person's life story. Maybe it was a wedding, a first kiss, the birth of a child, or a new job. For us, that date is October 17th, 2011. No matter what the future holds, we know we will always look back on the events of our lives as pre-October 17th and post-October 17th. Everything we've ever been, known, thought, hoped for, or dreamed of before that day came to a screeching halt, and an entirely new life we never expected began. God had much bigger and better plans for us than we ever could have imagined. We just had to go through our worst nightmares to get there. Our story has been equal parts joy, anxiety, hilarity, pain, excitement, and heartbreak. People tell us all the time that we've experienced more life in our first 30-something years than most people ever do. And with all we've been through, it can be hard to figure out where to even begin telling our story. So we'll start with us. This is a story about two people who are deeply in love and absolutely crazy about each other, but it didn't start out that way. Young love, kind of. Allie. I met Josh Taylor when I was 14 years old and he was 17. Even at that young age, I'd already been through a terrible tragedy. My father, my rock and my hero, had died a few years earlier in a car accident. I remember hearing about my dad's accident and thinking he'd just broken a few bones. I never even considered the possibility that he could be gone. I was making him a get-well card when my mom walked in to tell my sister and me that he had passed away. I was shocked and started screaming, no, no, no. Even now, as an adult, I have a hard time comprehending his death. It was the first time in my life when I longed for heaven, knowing that only there will the heartache on earth make sense. Oh, how I wanted to see my daddy again. As our family was trying to get used to life without him, we moved from my hometown of Lafayette to Monroe, Louisiana. I was enrolled in a local Christian school and was blessed with some new, wonderful friends there. During my freshman year of high school, one of those friends invited me to a party at another student's house. It was there that I saw Josh Taylor for the first time. He was super cute in his baggy Abercrombie jeans, and he had a head full of poofy, curly black hair. But he also had an inaccurate reputation for being a bit of a player. We locked eyes a couple of times, and then I saw him heading my way. I remember thinking, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not into you. Please, don't do this. He did it.